Welcome to the Animal Intuitive Show. This is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. This is a weekly show about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a conversation I had with a cat named Nocola. And this is a great example of how animals come into our lives both to support us and also to receive help from us in fulfilling their life's journey. Let me know below if you have any interest in topics for future episodes of the Animal Intuitive Show. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me?
I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. The way I work is I tune in with them and I ask them how they're feeling, what they're thinking. You know, any information I give you from them, I will let you know that, you know, this is him, this is her saying. If there's information that I get sort of more like an intuitive hit, I'll let you know this is like my intuition about this is XYZ. So you know the difference. And definitely feel free to, you know, let me know as we're going along if you have questions, if something makes sense to you or does not make sense to you. You know, it's a conversation. So, you know, feel free to use your time and speak up as far as like what you want to know more about, or if we're going in a direction that you kind of are like, okay, that's nice, but I would rather know this. Can we go this
way?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
I do get that part of her purpose in your life is to, I see her working in you, like pointing you towards good things, pointing you towards things of light, things that are going to be good for you. The thing that pops up for me is education. Like if you've ever pursued any kind of course of study while you've had her, she was encouraging you to.
Yeah, I did. I went to college with her. Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's been in my life a long time.
Oh. She likes education. She likes wisdom. So I feel like that's why she's part of why she's with you is because that's she wanted to be with someone that, you know, would connect with her that way.
So I just want to talk a little bit about some of the language that I'm using to describe what I'm picking up from Nocola. So she's talking about being interested in her person being educated. And her person says, yes, you know, I actually was in college when I brought her into my life. So why would that be? And does it make any sense? It's actually quite easy to break it down. Everything is made of energy. Animals are picking up on our energy. We're picking up on their energy. There is an energy to learning. So if an animal is excited by that energy, this is on a more basic level. It's just connecting. It's just matching up the energy. At the same time, they might appreciate when their person is in that more like focused state of being. So if a person is studying and they're learning about a topic, there's words, there's ideas going through their mind, there's images. For an animal to say that they enjoy that, animals are just like us, that they have their own personal interests, things that they like. So something about studying or what that person's studying could just be interesting to that animal. I can tell you from so many years of doing this that animals are very aware on a higher level than many of us give them credit for. And that helps me to understand why it is that an animal might say that they're interested in education and they like it when their person's studying because it's exciting to them. As always, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Animal Intuitive Show and Nocola. And please feel free to reach out to me at Ann with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com or check out my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. My belly.